Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. As we think about things that save, in our part of salvation, we must hear God's word. Romans 10, verse 17. We must believe in Jesus. John 8, verse 24. We've got to change our life. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. And now we come to the point of salvation and confession. God's step in salvation for us is that we must confess Jesus as the Son of God. When we think about confession, we can know that it's essential, for Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33, "If you won't confess me before men, neither will I confess you before my Father who is in heaven. But if you will confess me before men, I'll also confess you before the Father in heaven." Jesus says, I'm not going to claim you as my own if you won't claim me here in this life. And thus, confession is essential to salvation. In Acts chapter 8, as Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch are riding down the road and he learns about baptism, he approaches that certain water and he says, "Hey, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Peter told him, "You've got to believe with all your heart." And he said, he made the good confession, "I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God." Acts 8, verse 35 through 37. As we think about the confession, this is not just the mere mouthing of the words, "I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God." It is the public acknowledgement, the acknowledgement that this person who is about to obey the gospel, who is about to be baptized for the remission of their sins, Acts 2, verse 38, acknowledges the lordship of Jesus, acknowledges his sovereign power and salvation, and is willing to submit their life to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The confession is the point in which we say, before God, before others, and to ourselves, "I am submitting to God and His power to save me, and I acknowledge Jesus as the Lord of my life and the only way to be saved." Friend, have you made that good confession? In view of hearing the Word, believing in Jesus as the Son of God, repenting of your sins, have you confessed Jesus as the Son of God and Savior of your life? If you've done that, have you also obeyed God in baptism? Our hope and prayer for you is that you will obey God and be saved.
Glory. This is the gospel of Christ.